Thank you very much, Peter. I'm going to read my remarks. I would try to do it extemporaneously, but I would definitely choke up, so bear with me. Dear Pat, Katie, Ben, David's relatives, his colleagues, friends, and patients, David was truly a man for all seasons. I could talk about him in several contexts, but I will limit my short remarks to the time that I spent working with him at Holyoke Pediatrics. I had the good fortune to have worked with David for over 27 years. It was a series of circumstances that brought Pat, David, and Katie, who was then 3 months old, to Western Massachusetts in 1977. Holyoke Pediatrics is a group of five pediatricians. When one of the group abruptly announced in the fall that he was leaving, we sent out an SOS to the various residency programs and to find out if someone might be available to join our busy group. Lo and behold, a few days later, I received a call from David, who said that the funding for his Cambridge City Hospital project had folded and he was looking for a job. David was particularly interested in coming to Holyoke Pediatrics because our practice had many Spanish-speaking patients. David was fluent in Spanish since Pat, and he had spent a year in Cali, Colombia during his residency. Also, David was committed throughout his whole life in helping families and children who were indigent and lived in underserved communities, and Holyoke certainly fit that category. After David came to Holyoke Pediatrics, he reminded me that he had met me 5 years earlier when he came to Holyoke by helicopter. In classic vintage David storytelling, he related how this seriously sick girl who was intubated at the Holyoke Hospital was being transferred to the Mass General. While they were in flight, the tube, because of the vibrations, came out, and the girl miraculously got better. At the helicopter landing site in Boston, the TV crews were waiting to see this critically sick girl come off and be rushed to Mass General. Instead, they saw David and the girl walk out of the helicopter. From the day he joined us at Holyoke Pediatrics, it was obvious that David was the quintessential excellent pediatrician. He was so bright and so well-read and so well-organized. For the first decade that he worked with us, we pediatricians in Holyoke basically took care of all our children's needs, and we didn't triage our patients to Bay State as we do now. And David was really one of the most skilled pediatricians I ever encountered. He could intubate, he could do spinal taps like no one else could do it and get clear taps, and he could get IVs when no one else could do it. David was a joy to be around. His enthusiasm for the many projects he was involved in, as Peter said, was contagious. He was indefatigable. I marveled at his energy. He would start rounds oftentimes at 6 in the morning and come rushing back to our office at 9 in the morning to help out with the patients who were stacked up waiting to be seen. I enjoyed watching David interact with the third-year students that rotated through our office each week and with the residents who chose him to be his mentor. He treated them with respect and made them feel like everyone he encountered that they were the most important person of the moment. Above all else, I will remember David for his boundless capacity to care for those families who needed his intelligent, non-judgmental counsel to deal with their complex medical and psychosocial problems of their children. He had an innate ability to understand their problems and to gently guide them through their difficult times. What David meant to his families has become all too painfully evident to us now at Holyoke Pediatrics when we have tried to answer the telephone calls about the problems that his patients had. I would like to take one or two moments to share with you some of the comments that the families had written in our little booklet out in our waiting room and some comments that they have sent to us. Betsy Brooks and I looked at them this morning, and there were so many, we had a hard time choosing them, but I think these three are fairly representative. I was comforting my son last night when he was upset. I was saying how lucky we were to know such a gentle, kind, nice man. He looked at me and said, He was the nicest man I know. We will never forget him. Another one. You treated my children with the respect and kindness that they deserve. I will miss you and hope you will look over all your children until they join you in heaven. And thirdly, I am 26 years old. This man was my primary doctor from birth until I moved away 3 years ago. And even after, I still visited his office whenever I had a chance, still would have called him if something was wrong and I was scared, because that was who he was, a security blanket for all the things that could and would go wrong. He took everything I brought to that little exam room with the pictures of jungle animals lining the walls, with a joke, a smile, and a bear and a stethoscope. He always managed to make everything better. But he wasn't just a pediatrician. As I grew and my brother became his pediatric patient, I remained as well, because he continued to treat me as I have always wanted to be treated, because there was no other doctor out there who knew everything about me. And finally, I would like to close with a quote from Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar, that best sums up the essence of David's life. His life was gentle, and the elements so mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, this was a man. Thank you.
Thank you.